She's my wife's friend. She's been friends with my wife for like 11, 12 years. And
I've known her for 13.
Eddie's known her for 13.
That's weird.
And
we went to preschool together.
That's right.
You were in preschool anyway. 13 years ago.
So anyway.
13 years
ago. Top of his class.
Okay.
We knew each other in the womb.
She's my twin sister.
She's my mother, actually. So I
birthed her.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well,
I was a wet nurse. Okay, so she's been dating guys, nothing's worked out, and I said, your picker's broken. Let me pick for you.
Your picker.
That's right. So I'm going to pick, and I have picked someone. Picked someone.
How confident are you? What are you feeling?
Yeah, what do we got, Mike?
Well, I will say this.
Yeah.
We got a ton of applicants. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Lori's actually already here, I believe, and she's looking at all the applicants. And I wanted her to pick somebody. Not that it's going to matter, because she's not going to go out with the person that she picks. Mm. But I just wanted to see, who'd you pick, who'd I pick?
Yeah.
Because what if you guys picked the same person?
What if we picked the same person?
Oh, wow. And her picker's broken.
That would be bad.
No. Huh. No.
But,
My guess is 0% chance of that happening.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the deal. I think that we pick people for very specific reasons. And I think that we're responding to something from that we're not even aware of, you know? And so what
I like to be held.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, really?
Yeah. In a baby Bjorn.
Okay, that's...
No.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I have a feeling that we probably are thinking about different people. But who knows? Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to set them up on a date tonight. They're going to a restaurant tonight.
Tonight.
And then, about 9 o'clock tonight.
Are they going to Jay Chili's?
No place else. No, they're going to a Ducini's downtown.
Oh!
There you go.
That is nice.
Romance.
There you go.
Lucky. Nice. I'd like to go.
Yeah, so, me.
Chaperone.
We would, too. Yeah, we would like to go. Can we just go?
Oh, that'd be rad.
So, she's going to come in here. We're going to let her know who I picked, and we're going to get that guy on the phone, and we're going to see what it's all about.
See
what she thinks and see what he thinks and get all that thing rolling.
That sounds like lovers.
Total
Mikey,
lovers.
Family Feud was the greatest game ever heard on the radio.
Oh, don't break. Not discuss it right now.
Bitter party of three.
Hey, cheaters, party of one, okay?
Thank you so much for that bit. Boo on the sore losers. That's P1 Corman.
I think he meant cheaters.
Oh, a boo.
Why were you guys such sore losers?
Because you guys were cheating.
We weren't cheating.
Those were not legitimate surveys.
We were playing
the
field.
What?
Those were not legitimate surveys.
Sean made
those up.
They were legitimate surveys.
How
can we even play if you're going to cheat?
We were doing a legitimate survey.
That was awesome.
Mikey, would it be weird if I took my radio into the bathroom so I don't miss anything? That's P1 Bridget. Sky, what do you think of that one?
Not at all.
Yeah. No,
leave
I'll
the
just
door open.
Don't get it too close to the tub.
That's leave fine. The door open, Rob says.
So everybody can hear it.
The radio, right?
Oh. Yeah, the radio.
All right, dummies.
Well, get it, Sky?
Most radios are waterproof, especially the ones that you plug into the wall, so just take it right
Sean,
in there with
no.
you.
Sean, no.
Sean, more bad advice.
Sean.
Stop it, Eddie. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not.
I'm doing my best.
You're the best.
Let's see.
You're the best.
Salute.
Is it almost hug time? Sean, you ready?
Sean Witch.
No.
Can we tell you? Sean Witch.
Seriously.
Oh, thank you.
Sean. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want to play little lyrical gangsta?
Ooh. Oh, I'd love to.
Open
mic.
It's time to play lyrical gangsta.
I don't know
why. Is that how it
lyrical gangsta.
Turn it up.
No, I have my own.
What just happened?
I have my own 28-hour show page. I just have to find it.
Find it, Mike.
Hang on. Give me a second.
Why don't you find it already?
Find it.
That's not it.
Haven't found it yet.
Okay.
I'm still looking.
Oh.
The Mikey Show presents.
Oh, there it is.
The search for the truth behind the words.
Let's do this.
No logic behind the lyrics. It's time to play.
Let's go.
Lyrical Gangster.
570-1053. This is the way Lyrical Gangster works. You call us and just answer trivia questions about lyrics.
For new listeners, this is a game we play on Wednesdays on the Mikey Show.
It's awesome.
It's a fun game. You got to know lyrics if you're calling in.
Yep.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. Idea here is that I will ask you a question about the lyrics of songs. You get three categories. You pick one. I'll give you the lyrics of the song, and you tell me what song or how that song ends. It's very easy. 570-1053. We have a prize. Do we have anything we
can
do?
Yeah, we got UFC pay-per-views.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
P1 Trophy Lounge is on the line. How are you?
What up? 28-hour show.
How you doing, man?
Really good.
Cool. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play a little Lyrical Gangsta?
Yes, I am.
You ever played this before?
Yes, sir.
You have?
Hmm.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, wait a minute. I don't think I, Ash, where are those songs? All on the 28-hour show page?
Yep, and they're color-coded in order of the categories, so it goes red, blue, green.
Red, blue, green.
Middle of the page.
Got it.
You are the best.
Got it. Nicely done. I love it.
I am too.
Oh, shut up, Eddie. Come on.
Well, let's do this.
Whoa.
Let's do this.
Whoa.
Shut up.
You know what I need, Ash? You, throw on there.
Oh, yeah, the sound effect.
Yeah, the little lyrical gangsta sound effect.
Sound effect.
Did I ask you, Trophy Lounge, you've played this or you have not?
I have.
You have done. Yeah. You have done this before. Got it. Okay, here are your categories. 80s pop, grunge rock, and songs from movie soundtracks.
I'll go 80s pop.
80s pop. You got it.
Yes.
Your 80s pop question is, in the song Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode.
Sean!
Almost high five, Eddie.
Almost.
He says, we slip and slide as we fall in what?
In love?
You got it.
Hey! Oh.
Hang on the line, please. Trophy Lounge.
Thank you.
Zango.
No.
Selma.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
Oh, look good.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, this is... Thelma used to call herself something different, right?
No. Why do you always...
Yeah. I remember you,
Athena.
Lady. Athena.
Something.
Oh, Athena.
It's
That's
Athena.
What it was.
Mm-hmm. Athena.
We know you.
P1 Athena, let's play this, huh?
Whatever.
All right, Athena, your categories are?
We found you out.
Grunge rock, songs for movie soundtracks, and 80s pop.
Songs for movie soundtracks, Alex.
You got it.
Nice.
In the song Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Yeah.
Birthday.
From the movie Karate Kid.
Right.
They say, it's a cruel, cruel summer, leaving me here on my what?
On my own, it's a cruel, cruel summer.
You got it.
You're the best, Athena.
Athena's great.
Leaving me here on my own, it's a cruel, cruel summer.
So good.
Very well done.
Stuff? What was
that? Yeah, Puttin' Stuff. It's from the album Puttin' Stuff.
No way. Karate Kid.
That's right. H.R. Puttin' Stuff. It was H.R. Puttin' Stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we go back to being P.
and
Thelma because it was never Athena or Christina.
No. I know. You were P1 Athena.
Yeah, we know.
You were P1
it's
Athena.
Cool. It's cool.
Yeah, when you used to call in. It was P1
cool.
Athena, I think was the name. One moment, Athena. P1 Rick.
What up, Mikey?
How you doing?
Good.
Holy.
Rick.
Rick 'em.
What's your take? Rick, your categories are grunge rock, songs from movie soundtracks, and 80s pop.
Sounds from movie soundtracks.
Your songs from movie soundtracks question is, in the song I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins from the movie Caddyshack, he says, why you got to gimme a fight? Can't you just let it, what?
Be.
Can't you
you are correct.
Three for three.
You are correct.
Wrong button, Sean. Remember the gopher in this movie?
Yes.
Hey. I did not. Not cool.
Oh.
Hey, Phil, how about the grand you owe me?
Hang on the line, please. Ladies and gentlemen, P1 Javi is on the air. Javi?
Javi.
Is it Javi? Is it Javi?
What's going on?
Not too much. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, Javi.
Okay, good.
Javi.
Javi, how you doing, man?
Good.
How old are you?
28.
What do you do for a living?
Lineman for San Diego Gas Electric.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I came in there already once.
Yeah, he plays right next to Mike Goff and Chris Dillman.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's a lineman, so offensive lineman. All right, your categories are 80s pop, grunge rock, and songs from movie soundtracks.
Let's go for 80s pop.
Let's do it. Your 80s pop question is, in the song Step by Step by the New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
This is a beautiful question.
He says, step by step, ooh, baby. Gonna get to you what?
Skye's ham.
Oh, technically he's right.
He is.
Technically he's right.
He is.
Double insult.
That's incorrect. Gonna get to you, girl.
Baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
Sorry about
Step
that, Javi.
Step one.
Let's have some fun. Guilty as charged. P1 Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty.
What do you do, bro?
Repair cable.
Right on. How old are you?
32.
You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, dude, you going to be coming to hang out and watch any of the festivities here, or are you not going to be able to make it?
As soon as I get off work.
Right on.
Attaboy.
Right on. All right, let's do this. Your categories are grunge rock, songs from movie soundtracks, and 80s pop.
Grunge rock.
That's what I'm talking about.
Finally.
90s.
Your grunge rock question is, in the song Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
He says, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of...
Decadence.
What did you say?
Decadence.
Yes.
Decadence is correct.
I thought he said Sega Genesis.
Put your flannel down.
I'm going hungry.
I'm wicked hungry.
Didn't they originally write it as I'm Wicked Hungry?
Yeah,
it originally it was I'm Starving.
Is that what it was? And they were like, it doesn't have the same ring.
Like,
give me a bite of your burrito.
Could you lend me $5?
They're like, that's not testing well. It's not, you know, because they test.
They do.
They
before
test,
they release.
You know, before they release, they test it.
Yeah.
Real good.
Hang on the line, will you?
Yep.
You won. And that's going to do it for Lyrical Gangsta. Yeah. It gives you an idea of how the game is played, but we got to do this.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
The word of the hour is the...
Did you hear that? The word of the hour is the.
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 Okay.
So we're getting everybody in place. We're getting everybody in place here. Where's my wife? Hey, sweetheart.
Oh, are you beautiful in
sit
lavender.
With her? I thought you were going to go sit with her. That way she'll be, you know, comfortable.
You
want to
sit here?
Huh?
You want to sit here?
Me?
No.
Yeah, sure. I'll come sit over there with you. Is that what you? If that's what you want. If that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. Look at Sean. He's so uncomfortable. Oh, no. Look, he's so upset.
Get over yourself.
Come on. Grow up, everybody.
All right, let's do this. We got our friend Lori in the studio. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, here's what I need you to do. Honey, I want you to sit by her so you can kind of coach her along. But with that microphone, I just need you to be as close to it as possible. You got to be about this far away from it or it's hard to hear you.
Yeah, and you can...
Yeah, you can move it. Don't. Yeah, whatever, just grab. You can grab onto that sucker.
You're very fit.
You look great, by the way.
Wow.
You look good. You look good today.
All right. So, so here's the deal. I was explaining earlier how this. I was explaining earlier how this works. So, Rebecca, how long have you and Rebecca known each other?
At least 10 years.
At least 10, right? Because I said, I didn't know.
Well, it has been probably 11.
Yeah?
Something like that.
You guys met in college, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Honey, you got to turn that mic. You got to talk right into it. There you go. There you go. You guys met in college.
Yeah, we did.
And you guys are kind of similar, too, right? And in some ways.
Uh-huh.
In some ways. Like what? Like, give me an example. Lori, how are you guys similar?
I think we find the same things important in life. I think we're honest. I think we're motivated.
Mm-hmm. And Lori...
We're kind of go-getters.
Mm-hmm.
We're independent women.
Yeah.
Very independent women.
What,
talking about.
Uh-huh. Girl power. Mm-hmm.
By the way, thank you for allowing me to be a part of the Sex and the City dinners and be one of the girls.
You're welcome. You fit in perfect.
I saw Kimbra was here, so that
here.
Must make you really happy. Yeah.
Gang together again.
Yeah, the gang.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
Yeah, it's good to have us all us girls together.
It's awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
But over the course of these Sex and the City dinners that I participate with my wife and her girlfriends, where I become one of the girlfriends, I've got to hear kind of the horror stories of what goes on in the dating world.
It's not easy, Mike.
It's not easy.
It's not.
And I have to say, I thought that Lori was exaggerating. I really did. I thought, okay, she's saying that it's tough out there, whatever. I know there's a lot of eligible men out there till I started doing the contest.
Thank you, Mike.
And then I realized... There's
finally
not,
some acknowledgement.
Right? There's not a lot of like real, there's a ton of dudes, no doubt about it. There's a ton of dudes, but there's not a lot of quality. You know what the biggest thing that I couldn't find out there was?
What's that?
Maturity. Honestly. Mm. Like everybody was kind of, you know.
Sophomoric.
Well, either that or like.
They find fart jokes funny. Stuff like that.
Eddie's,
Eddie's
rubbing his butt on you, so I don't know if, that, if that's
ew,
what, you know
is.
What I mean?
Ew.
So, and thank you.
Okay.
Asked and answered. And that's what I'm saying. So, so I get a ton of these, and most of them are kind of immature. But I did find a few of them that I was like, seems pretty good. But tell me what you... And a lot of this is going to be repeating it because, of course, we discussed this over, you know, appetizers and...
You mean appletinis.
Appletinis.
That's how it's pronounced. Yeah. It's pronounced appletinis.
We discussed this over salad.
Dressing on the side.
A little dressing on the side. But tell people what you're looking for in a guy.
I am looking for somebody that is honest, somebody that is hardworking, motivated, active lifestyle, likes to do, you know, basically a doer.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that likes to do a lot of, you know, outside activities, biking, hiking, running.
Yeah, tell people like your hobbies, the kind of stuff you like to do.
I love to do active things. Mm-hmm. So I do run and walk.
You got a dog.
Mountain bike.
And you got a dog.
I have a dog.
You like to walk.
Pretty much my life is spent outdoors. Besides when I have to be at work.
Okay, now you've heard me say this too. You either get the desert or you don't get the desert. Me, I'm not a desert guy, but Lori gets the desert.
Oh, okay.
Lori digs the desert, right?
Yes.
And you ride stuff out there.
Yes.
And
ride motorcycles. And yeah, Lori rides motorcycles as opposed to the other girls that are riding like quads.
Is that right?
Stuff like that, like girly stuff.
Mostly, do the girls ride the, is that the deal, Lori?
Yeah.
Probably for the most part.
Yeah.
They ride the girly stuff.
Yeah, but you get out there and you're like, hey, I can handle it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Made the transition.
Lori showed Rebecca and I this bruise that she had, and I screamed like Ayo. I did. I screamed like
and
Ayo.
And you know
when
who
she...
doesn't get bruises like that, hun?
Me and you.
Me and you.
We don't.
True.
We do not do the outdoorsy stuff.
No.
But yeah, she is. She's outdoorsy, and... What is, okay, when is the last time you ran?
Sunday.
How far did you run?
About 5.5 miles.
No!
When did you run before that?
I actually took about a week off, so the Sunday prior, and again, 5.5. But typically, it's about 5-6 days a week.
Wow. Now when do we would nap.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, how do you?
Yeah, when do you? When
There's
do you
no
eat
time for naps.
When do you eat Doritos?
Yeah, how about pizza? When
Never.
Do we fit that in? Well,
and here's the thing. A lot of times we'll ask her, and she'll say 17.
Uh huh. 20, 22.
Miles?
Is yeah. Miles.
That is nuts.
What did you do this morning? I don't know. I had coffee. What did you do for? Right. I ran 20 miles.
Well, she wants to do a marathon.
Yes.
Wow.
She wants to build up to do a marathon, right?
Yes.
Which would be really cool.
So awesome!
What else? Okay, so outside of that, what about, like, animals? Talk to me about animals. Do you are you a dog person? Are you a cat person?
I have a dog. Okay. I am not a cat person.
Not a cat person.
I grew up riding horses my whole life, so I am an animal.
Eddie, you don't need
Eddie's
to applaud.
Eddie is applauding
hey,
that. Eddie is applauding. Oh, he's giving you a standing ovation and a thumbs up.
I hate cats, too.
Thanks, Eddie. Oh, whatever.
Stop it. Eddie, I do, too. I don't like
okay.
cats.
Hey, 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 hey. I'm right here.
No, that's right.
Hey.
I love, except ours, bro.
Whatever.
Well, you can tell Lori likes dogs because she pets our cat like a dog.
Uh-huh. True, true. And he loves it.
She does. I can tell you that Lori is not as into Neil Diamond as we are. When she was asked when she was asked by my wife if she wanted to go to Neil Diamond, she laughed hysterically.
Yes, I did.
That is correct.
It sounded like that, but longer.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so Lori, I gave you a list of guys, and I had you look through these guys, and I want you to tell me who you chose. If you would have been picking, I know I picked for you. But if it were you, because I want to compare and contrast.
Yes.
And no. I apologize to the guy that she picks. And if you want to meet Lori at some time, if this doesn't work out with the guy that I picked, maybe you can.
Yeah.
Nothing. But I just want to see. It's nothing against him. I just want to see who you picked.
Knowing that I gave all control to you, Mike, I did look at all of them. And I chose a guy by the name of Brad. You're giving me those big eyes.
What is that face about?
That's who I chose.
Are you serious?
Your picker is broken.
No, my picker's broken.
But we were saying broken, if you pick the same guy.
Mike.
Oh, way to go, Charlotte.
A total Mike. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Wow.
I chose Brad.
Dude.
Hey, don't say dude. This is a
That's
good
great.
Dude.
That's got to mean something
yeah,
good.
It
said,
may, hey, let me tell
yeah,
you.
You said.
Her picker works this time.
All right.
That's got to mean good things.
No, listen. This guy's great. I really like this guy.
I did, too. I liked a lot of his answers.
Tell me what you liked about him. Tell me what you liked.
I liked that one of his non-negotiables, he talked about communication being really important.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he's ready to find the one, that he really loves the family lifestyle, that he enjoys going out, but his heart is at home.
Aww.
His pet Good peeves answer. Are people yeah. that are lazy, unmotivated, and dishonest.
Oh, man, your pet peeves were like, it was like you wrote it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It you know
sounded,
what I mean?
You know, strikingly similar.
Yeah.
He likes dogs and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
He's a Christian.
Big time into trust, too. He
big
talks about
time
trust.
Into trust, oh, which is dog. Huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We picked the same dude.
Like.
I'm not going to say the name of it. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I thought, I was like, I know Lori pretty good. All She's right. going to pick. And I had this other guy that I thought she would pick. She didn't. She picked the same guy I picked.
Marry me, please.
Brad.
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 Brad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, bro?
Fantastic. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. You guys, Lori and I picked the same person. We both picked you, man.
Oh, perfect. That sounds good.
Very nice. Very nice. Out of many, 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 many applicants, you were the one guy that seemed to have your stuff together and definitely seemed to be a pretty good catch. And so I thought you would be a good choice to go out with Lori.
Perfect. That sounds good. She sounds like a good girl.
Yep. So here's what we're going to do. Because we're on the air for 28 straight hours, mm-hmm. we're going to send you guys out to dinner tonight, okay? I'm going to send you guys out to dinner tonight, 5 p.m. You guys can meet up at the restaurant. And then afterwards, about 9 o'clock tonight, I will get an update. Now, If you guys are still chatting it up or whatever, just tell me you're still chatting it up, and that's fine. But if the date is if the date's over, I'm going to have Lori call and tell me how it went. And then maybe tomorrow morning, I'm thinking of this on the fly. But maybe tomorrow morning we could talk to you and see how it went. I thought it would be weird to have the date end and have both of you go, yeah, here's what I thought about the last 10 minutes. But it won't be that bad.
A little love connection.
But it won't be that bad to have one person say, here's what I thought. So we'll talk to Lori tonight. And that'll be something for listeners that are listening right now. You can listen tonight in the 9 o'clock hour and find out how the date went between Lori and Brad. And then sometime tomorrow morning, we'll get you on the air and we'll get your take on the whole thing, Brad.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yep, so...
Sweet.
This is what we should do.
What?
Okay, Rob's in there. I'm going to put you on hold, Brad, and I'm going to have Rob put you in touch with our promotion director.
Okay.
But you basically, you have the information that you need, okay?
Okay.
5 o'clock tonight, Ducini. And if you could do me a favor, Rob, just get them both dialed in on how to recognize the other and the whole deal, okay? Hang on the line. Hang on, Brad.
All right, thanks, guys.
There it is. And
I miss it? How old is he? Is he like around your age, Lori?
He is. He's 30.
What does he look like?
He's 30. Hot? And I was just thinking that. I was just thinking, you know what we should do is post it, right?
I want to see.
Yeah. I want to see what their babies look like.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I want to see.
Well, Sky, that is certainly,
I bet they'd be beautiful. Wow.
Certainly putting the cart before the horse.
What's up?
Yeah, but you're here. I'll show you. He's a good looking guy. And we'll post the picture. We'll post the picture on the internet. People can get to see him. And it's pretty cool. His name is Brad.
Do you remember what you said about his picture?
No.
You don't?
Oh, that he looked like he reminded me of what my son would look like all grown up.
Oh,
that's what he said.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for pulling the veil back, babe.
He's very handsome. Oh. He must be a very handsome guy.
Wasn't necessarily going to say all that on the radio, but hey.
What? It's 28
out, and now it's
that
out there. Hey, listen.
And it's out.
It's sweet.
That's it sweet. Is
sweet. It is. So, Lori, was that relatively painless?
That. Yes.
Yeah, it's relatively painless.
And he sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah. He sounds pretty cool.
Looking forward to meeting him.
That's right.
I'm excited for you guys.
So, next, it'll be the... here's what I was saying. This turned into such a thing. I'm like, man, people really, there's a lot of people out there that are single looking for people. You know what I mean? So,
you
who knows?
Start a website that like hooks people up. That would be innovative.
Mike eHarmony.
Mike eHarmony.
Unique.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Wow.
I like it a lot.
There wouldn't be any lawsuits involved in that.
Not at all.
No.
Clever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mikey, thank you for doing this every year. Rady's Children's Hospital saved my life when I was 5 weeks old, and it means a lot to me.
Wow.
It's B1 the Big Bro.
Awesome!
Hey, Mikey, you guys going to be getting B-Rob's take on things later on in the show?
Don't know.
That was the best part of last year's show.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I don't know if we have that much time.
It's B1 James. Let's see. Hey, Mikey, what time are you starting the movies at? That's P1 Mach 1. That is 10 o'clock tonight. First movie will be Rocky 3. Second movie will be Titanic. That's like a 3-hour movie, right?
Oh, gosh,
yeah,
yes.
We'll try and get a nap in there somewhere.
No,
Sean,
no
napping.
No, we won't.
Mm-mm, we're not allowed to sleep.
We've talked about this many times, Sean.
28 hours straight.
That's the whole point, Sean, of what we're doing here. We're not sleeping.
Let's see. Oh. Mikey, the 28-hour show is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Mikey, I'm literally sitting at my desk just staring at my paperwork and listening. No work. You guys are awesome. Survey says scam is a beating. That's P1 Chief.
Oh, uncalled for.
Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome.
Mikey, can I head over there after work or did I have to win the chance to go? That's P1 Pam Beasley.
No.
Nice. You don't have to win the chance to come in. I mean, well, to come in here you would, but... To, like, hang out, you don't. There's a whole Mikey Palooza going on outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello.
There's a whole bunch of P1s outside, like, camped and hanging and doing stuff.
Yep.
And the Johnsonville Brat truck is going to be out there pretty soon.
Sweep everyone!
3 o'clock.
Mikey show.
Are you guys doing that 28-hour show today?
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes, we are, sir. Mikey, I'm homesick, and you are all making me feel better. You guys rock. That's P1 Gabby. Mikey Show.
Hey, I was just curious, what's going on with the word of the hour thing?
Oh, yeah. The word of the hour. Mm-hmm. So at the top of every hour, we're giving out the word. You write it down. And then at the end of the 28 hours, the person that tells us back that entire sentence is going to win a $1,000 gas card.
Wow. But if I miss the first two words, I have to guess them?
If you miss those first few words, you're either going to have to guess them or you're going to have to find another, a friend that's a P1.
Come down here with money and bribe people who
that's
know
right.
things outside in the parking lot.
You all could right. try that.
That's what I would suggest.
I think I might try that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Money.
What do you mean, Sky?
Money. Stop it.
I understand what you're saying money, but I don't understand why you're repeating it over and over again.
Show me the money!
Okay, hold up.
Oh, no.
It's a stick up. Sky stuck a gun in our faces and said, show me the money.
That's terrible.
Sky.
I did not. Show me the money.
That's illegal.
Why does she keep saying
I don't know, but she's screaming it at the top of her lungs.
Show me the money.
Outrageous.
It's my wallet.
Money.
Johnsonville Brat truck will be here pretty soon.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
Hey, is Oates in there? Zethian Oates.
There he is. There's that mustache.
The artist formerly known as Roosevelt Zethian Oates III Jr., Esquire, MD, DDS, CEO.
What's up, Cubby?
As seen on TV.
Boozy.
You ever call me that again?
Oh, yeah, fire him.
Fire him on the spot.
And I'll shave off that YMCA beard.
No, it's precious.
That village person stash you have. Can you get the picture of Brad online as the winner for Ask Lori? Can you do that, or does Sean need to do it?
That's more of a Sean thing.
Shawnee, oh boy, can you do
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
All you need to do is, actually, maybe I could do it.
I need the photo.
I'm going to send it to you.
Show me the photo.
I'll Photoshop you.
I need the photo.
I'll Photoshop you.
Don't make fun of me, dude.
Who did?
I said I need the photo. What's a
big deal
about that?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I'm going to take a little sip of water.
We haven't done news.
Oh, I'm dehydrated.
You want to hear some news?
Sure.
Bunch of people that make the laws are upset over AIG's ritzy retreat.
Dude, did you hear about this?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so AIG is one of, the major companies that was involved in this whole Wall Street financial bailout.
My wife and I?
Yeah.
Just got life insurance with them.
Oh, really?
Just did.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're one of the big ones in the beginning of this whole Wall Street bailout. So they were, bailed out with, millions of dollars so they wouldn't have to go bankrupt,
yeah.
close their doors.
Yeah.
Well, just days after they got their federal bailout for about $85 billion, they decided, you know what? Let's have all our executives take a nice little retreat together. They spent $440,000 to take their executives on a retreat just days after the federal government bailed them out.
The government paid for that, basically.
Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah.
Oh.
How did we find out about it?
Because lawmakers, they're doing these hearings investigating. Oh, I didn't finish, Rob. investigating what happened to all these companies and how did they go under. So they've been investigating and looking at the records. And, yeah, it turns out that AIG spent $440,000 on a retreat. $23,000 of that was just spa treatments. Other things they did were golfing, banquets,
stuff. Is that against the law?
I don't know. Well,
you would think it would be against the law.
Money. Last night at the debates, Obama brought it up and says that he thinks those executives should be fired and that the federal government should take back $440,000.
Take back everything.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's disgusting. Money. I mean, I can't even believe it. Us, hardworking Joe Sixpacks mm-hmm. are here, working hard, and they're taking our tax money and, to bail out these big companies.
I mean, granted, $440 million is nothing.
It's nothing. Well, it's what
pocket change. But, still.
Yes, it's children money.
Yeah. Tooth fairy money.
Yes, it's tooth fairy money.
Yes.
It's what you put onto the pillow.
Right. If you're skimping.
Well, yes.
Yeah. You know.
For a tiny tooth.
Yes.
Oh, look, it's tiny tooth.
Aye.
Not a molar. I'm talking an incisor.
Yes.
Not a molar.
Or a canine.
Right. Anyway.
What we call itty-bitty money.
Yeah. Scratch money.
Yes. Oh, look, I'll take a $440 million coin and scratch my scratcher.
Oh,
mad money.
Now even Ashley just looks at us straight-faced when we do the...
She thinks it's funny.
Oh, that's my girl.
She thinks it's hysterical. Yeah.
She does.
She will not go for
She's
it, though.
She's afraid.
She's afraid of Sky.
The demon.
That's right.
Who?
The money demon.
Shut up.
I'm afraid she put me under her pillow. Smother me.
Stop it.
Don't do it.
Please.
See what else is happening.
Yeah, that's just interesting.
Sky, what does it mean when it says...
What?
The Fed makes a rate cut. What does that mean? What does this mean? This, first of all, what's the Fed?
Right? Step one. Yeah, so they cut interest rate on their Fed fund rate by half a percentage point. Basically, that lowers the rate and opens money lines. You know, it's lowering the rate on things like loans, credit cards, home equity lines, business loans. So this is just another way for them to try and get the economy back, to get lending back, to get things flowing again by dropping this rate. So after they announced the rate cut, you know, it did help the stock market a little bit, but still the stock market, even globally, is just in bad shape right now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
What? What's the matter?
Filling this out.
The Mikey Show question.
There's a question on here that there is, for me, there's not an answer to.
What does that mean?
Man. Like there
it means none of us would qualify for
the
answer.
Yeah, I care for you all very deeply, but...
Oh, that's offensive.
That
Mike.
Is absolutely offensive. I find that
it's like
offensive.
The hot it's seat all over again.
I know it is. What about the warm seat?
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
What if we were to do the warm seat?
A tepid seat.
Tepid seat.
But not as hot.
Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman are back together. They broke up?
Why?
Honestly, I don't know. What do I know?
Don't you read people?
No. You know what? I don't.
Don't you listen to the Mikey Show?
No. My wife takes that People magazine when it comes in.
But you love it.
I know.
You love the fashion. Go. You love the gossip.
You want to know
the perfume samples.
Right.
You know what my favorite part of that People is?
What?
I love looking at people walking and, you know.
Oh, their candid shots in the beginning of the thing. Yeah.
I love that.
Walking the streets of New York.
Yeah. I love
or the
that.
Beach.
I love to see what people.
Rebecca said me too.
Honey, you should have said me first is what you should have said. I don't like to look at the people after it's been, you know, rummied through.
Right.
Total rummy.
Yeah, but I'm sure she doesn't do like the crossword or something like that.
Eddie, you know what you're doing. She is so cute.
And she's so brazen about it.
No.
She really is.
I love it.
She's very bold about it.
Does it say the Esparzas on it, or does it say Mike Esparza?
It says Mikey on it. Just Mikey.
Well, that's weird.
Well,
that's,
nobody by that name lives in the house, so it's
true.
Obviously up for grabs.
Fair game.
Yep.
And I got a second subscription, and she canceled it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a waste.
She thought it was a waste, but I got a second subscription because I just wanted to get the people all, you know.
Nice and fresh.
What's Sean doing?
It's hot.
It is a little warm in here.
So you're using your fingers as a fan?
You want me to blow on you?
Want my foot in your crotch?
Oh, wow.
I think he does, actually.
Tease me with a good
funny
time.
When Sean, it's funny when Sean answers Rob by looking at me.
Yeah, all right.
He doesn't make eye contact with Rob.
No.
He just says, do you want my foot in your crotch by looking at me? Can we get a Vornado for Sean? Is it possible to get a...
Right on top of
it's a fan right there.
Get a little fan?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You look really warm.
I'll be all right.
I'm going to get you something.
Relax.
We'll get like a washcloth or something, like a cool cloth.
Yeah, Sean, you want an ice tea?
Anybody.
It's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I recognize it immediately.
Damone, dude. Right?
Anybody?
It was really good.
This is dead on Damone.
Really one more time.
Come on.
Like
do it one more time.
Really good. Hey, John, why don't you give me a little old thing?
Yeah, see, it's East Coast. East Coast.
Well Jackson. Said.
Yeah, but
anybody.
First of all, that's not even the line. Second of all, I don't.
That's not the
it
line?
It didn't sound anything like
the line. Oh, I thought that was the line.
Really?
For some reason.
Okay, well.
Whatever.
I guess let's move on.
All right. Hey, who's Ashley eating against?
We can't get a hold of the girl.
I had a feeling about
her.
She was very young. I had a feeling.
That's good, because I don't need the carbs today.
Oh, boy.
Not today.
I was really, like, feeling, like, really, like, uneasy about eating all that fat and carbs.
But you have a nice tea to go with it.
Who do you guys think that Vibe magazine rated as the best rapper alive?
Oh,
Jay-Z.
No, you're wrong. No.
Easy.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
No. Jay-Z was number two. They did it like a bracket, a March Madness type bracket, and it came down to this person and Jay-Z, and Jay-Z lost
Tupac.
Out.
Tupac.
Snow.
He's dead.
Alive, actually.
Oh. Alive. You guys don't know. He's
Biggie Smalls.
It's still out there. He might still be alive.
I'm going to go with Dre.
Eminem.
E-C-E.
Please don't say Eminem.
Ashley is correct. Yeah. It is Eminem.
No way.
He got 69% of the votes.
That is...
out of 900,000.
Get out of here with that garbage.
Hey, don't you think it's cool that
garbage.
A white guy is the best rapper alive.
Dude, that's so rad.
Who would have thought, right?
That makes me sick.
Oh, I love it.
What about Ice-T?
Ice-T? What about Ice-T?
Look.
If you had
one
shot, one opportunity.
It's co-written by Tom Arnold.
It's everything you ever wanted.
Ah, so good.
One moment that you capture, just let it slip.
Yeah. When I first heard this song,
his palms are sweaty, knees weak.
When I first heard this song,
you
I had the same reaction.
Battle rapping?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
I did hopscotch like competitions in my room.
But he keeps on forgetting.
Well, there's a couple of songs in my life that I've heard the first time, and I went, "Wow, that song sounds perfect." Yeah. One of them was years ago. I heard the song "Tears in Heaven" by Eric Clapton. I went, "That's a beautiful song. That's perfect." When I heard the song, the one by Stained, the father. It's been a while. That's a perfect song. And this one, like this song, should have won.
Jive Talking BGs.
Yeah. More. Definitely.
Getting hot in here by Nelly.
That's right.
They're all perfect songs.
Don't you think that Eminem like started a whole thing with guys emulating him and his style and all that? Like, what about that one, Sean, that you play me, that Nocturnal? I love that. To me, that's a... can we find that? What do we have it listed under?
We have one song of his in the system.
Well, because I know that I have it. We put it there.
We put it on the button bar.
Yeah, we put it on the button bar at one point.
Oh, is it on the button bar?
Maybe it's on the button bar.
Button bar.
Let me see.
Someone should check the button bar.
Why don't you check the button bar?
Search Prophet. And
next gen. Yeah, look in next gen.
That's not it.
Go to the production room. Hit two.
It's called music.
Oh, that's creative.
Yeah.
You finding it?
No.
What is it? Ash, what do we load our music beds under?
MSB.
MSB?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what were we? Oh, it was called Eminem because I thought it sounded like Eminem. Oh. So I had her call it.
There you go.
Yeah. It's MSB Eminem.
We have a very organized filing system here.
No?
No.
We don't have it under that?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, no.
Not under Eminem's song?
Wonder if I have it.
What about Weird Al?
Yeah, do we have any of that?
Same thing.
It's what really else close. Would I have called it? What's the name of the song, Sean?
Music. M-U-Z-I-K.
That's not Madonna.
Mm-hmm. How about MSB? M-U-S-I-K.
Nothing.
That's really
hard. Wow, we should just go home then.
Let's call it a day.
Yeah, it's really deflating. Go have some iced tea.
Well, here, this is the same song. This is almost identical to it, right? This is pretty hardcore rap.
Yeah, hardcore.
What about this?
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah, please.
You're getting warmer.
It's pretty good rap music. It's actually a human voice. It's high.
Wow.
Really high. We can't find it?
No, I'm still looking.
All right. Let's take a couple phone calls. Morning. Hey, P1 Carlita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just over here chilling in the sun. Hot as heck.
Yeah, it's warm out there.
So my call screener says that you want to compete against Ashley.
Yeah, since that girl punked out, I wanna challenge her.
You'll step up to the plate?
I'm step up to the plate.
Get it? Took me a second.
I'm
super punny.
Got it. Very punny.
I'm very punny. Is that Johnsonville Brat truck out here yet?
Not till 3.
Oh, not till 3. We'll do it at 3.
Yeah.
Does that sound cool?
That sounds good. I'll be here.
You'll be here?
Awesome.
I'll be here.
All right, 3 o'clock. We'll hook it up.
All right.
Bye. Mikey Show. Hello? Not a P1. Probably a new listener. Can you hear me? Mikey Show.
I was feeling Pureflow. I was wondering if you guys were going to watch that episode of Star Trek that made Shawnee cut.
It's Trek!
Sean, are we going to watch Star Trek at any point?
Yeah.
Stop yelling.
What do you think, Sean?
Sean is a big trackie. Yeah.
No, it's Trek, dude. Yeah. Don't do that. You know what it is.
He's a tracker.
Star Trek, right?
He's a Star Trek fan.
Don't do that, man.
And they got an episode called The Inner Web. Yes. The Inner Web?
It's called the Inner Tube.
Yeah.
The Inner Tube.
It's called The Trouble with Pickles.
Don't listen to him, dude.
The inner Lining.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And we're going to play it after the two movies tonight. After we do, Sean just cursed silently at the microphone, angrily at you for not knowing the name of it.
He didn't mean it.
I'd say he didn't mean it.
It seemed like he did.
I actually did mean it.
I know he meant it.
It's the track talking.
I really meant it.
Oh, little track.
So we are going to see the episode of Star Trek.
We're going to do...
Stop calling it that.
Yeah, all you track fans can watch after the two movies tonight.
Track.
Banana check.
A track is a journey. A trek, not a track. Trains go on tracks.
Tonight,
we'll take the trolley track down there to watch Star Trek.
Nice. I like
the
it.
The trolley track tonight.
This guy's the best.
Thanks.
Whatever. Yep.
Yep, we're going to watch Rocky 3. That's it. Where'd you find it?
I got it on my computer.
That's it. That's a set. Listen how much this sounds like Eminem.
Yeah. L.A.C. My music, my life, my heart, my soul, my music.
Give me a break. An Eminem suit?
My wife, my daughter, my
mom's spaghetti?
If you say, yeah. If you say daughter or spaghetti.
Yeah.
My shirt, my coat, my sugar, my cream, my brother, my... Bob, you just gotta name stuff, dude. You could be a rapper.
Yeah.
That's it? All right.
Well, that's different.
They gotta get Outkast.
Yeah, that's total Outkast.
Right. Yeah. That's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's just ripping off all the most popular songs and putting it into one.
That's Brianna comes in here in a second.
Yeah. Umbrella.
Scratch and sniff.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, Shawnee. That's good.
Wow, Sean, you're really good.
Yeah.
You tracked it up.
Yeah. That was a great track.
Great track.
Oh.
Great track.
Oh. Great track. The word.
Yeah. Appropriate.
Mikey Show. Hello? 570-1053 is our phone number. Our text number is 35253.
How are you feeling, Mike?
I'm feeling all right. I don't understand this story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
What's the prob?
Oh, I was thinking of a different one. What is that stupid song? The one by Pink where she goes, "It got my rock moves."
Yeah, so what?
So what?
Yeah.
Same song?
Yeah.
Okay, but that song is bagging on her ex-husband.
I know, Mike.
And this thing says...
Yeah, I know.
That she put him in the So What video and didn't tell him what the song was about.
Yeah, that's the story.
Wow.
Come on, that can't be. Is that true?
Yeah.
Odors, put on So What. Put up that So What up
that
there.
That her ex-husband agreed to be in the video for So What before he had even heard the song. She said in an interview with BBC Radio, quote, "He hadn't heard the song before he showed up for the video. He's a good sport. He knows how psychotic I am. He spent 6.5 years with me. A year with me is like dog years." End quote.
Oh, you're so cool.
And then she sweat all over the quote.
Oh, spit. Gross.
I think that's really like messed up.
She passed gas all over the quote.
Ew.
That's brutal.
So disrespectful, you know?
No. B flat. This is actually one of the mixes. I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. he's going to have a good sense of humor over that?
That's what she claims.
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, in the video, she uses a chainsaw to cut down a tree that has their, like, initials carved in, like, a heart in the tree. And in the video, she's taking it down with a chainsaw.
Honey, hey, I just saw the video. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
Wow. When can we do a follow-up to this? I got a brand new attitude and I'm gonna win it tonight. I wanna get in trouble, I wanna start a fight. Man, that is very tough.
Well, you know, when you are as tough as Pink, you just talk what you know, Mike.
That's tough. Yep.
That's right, baby.
That is tough. Gotta do everything on the air. Jay? Did you get the email about what does Russ do when he gets here? Does he go to unload their stuff? Do they? Can he just come straight through?
He can come. We'll just meet him around back.
Meet him around the back. Meet him around back. But who does he look for and all that?
He can look for me. I'll go back there.
But he don't know you.
Who does he know besides you?
He didn't know anybody besides me. That's what I'm saying. I want to tell him where to go, and he can just go there and wait till somebody.
Where all the stuff is.
Me?
No, Russ. And then he waits. And then so he lets you know he's here, and someone goes and meets him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah. You know what we'll do? I got it. I'll have him text. Right?
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
That's good.
Is this what the Sex and the City dinners are like? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I figured as much. Cool.
That's right.
All right.
There's a lot of apple and candied walnut salads going around that table.
Oh.
I'm not a part of that, but
it should be. They're delicious.
Nah.
I'd like to join in.
There's a lot of those salads. Those ladies love those.
Yeah.
Nice vinaigrette.
A little vinaigrette.
Hello.
Let's see. Britney's new video is going to premiere on 2020. Definitely, because that's her audience, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
why not?
Where,
60 Minutes was busy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, that's really where all the big videos premiere.
Yeah. TRL or
2020.
2020. So, yeah, this Friday night, Britney's new video for her song Womanizer will debut.
That song is ridiculous.
Do we have
by
it?
The way.
Is it good or no?
Do we have it?
I don't know if we have it. I heard it.
Yeah, I think we do. Let me look.
It's like to the point where she is so like modulated and whatever it's called, where they're like tweaking
totally
her
modulated.
Voice.
It's like
honestly, all she has to do is talk, and they'll do the rest. They'll put the beats in, they'll put the modulator on or whatever.
So she's not singing. No.
Dude, it's the most ridiculous. I'm like so over her rap with it. I could do this, Mike. I could do this.
Okay,
kill
wait
it.
A second.
No, she really could.
Could she do this?
Yeah, she could.
I could kill this. Get Pharrell behind me, I'd kill this.
Not even a modulator could help that.
Dude, I don't even get it.
I don't know. I think she kind of has that.
Down. I can do that.
Let me see her. You do it.
Well, I can.
Just give me a. That's good.
Not bad.
I can do it.
Call for
yeah, you're a superstar.
Maybe you do have it a little bit.
I swear I could do it.
Give me a.
Oh, gosh.
Jerry Lewis.
Like, you know what I mean? What you are, baby. Easy. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up. Baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up. Baking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are. What you are, baby.
Wow.
How many times?
I don't know about that stuff.
No?
From
Chad
Kroger.
Chad Kroger.
The quesadilla?
Quesadilla guy.
Wow. He's getting a lot of work.
He's a private contractor.
Yeah. Good.
And he's a quesadilla.
He's huge right now.
Well, I'm
glad in this tough economy he can find work. Yeah.
That's right.
Good for him.
I don't know what you guys pouted me.
Oh, is that you?
It's me,
George Takei. Wow.
Yeah, I played Sulu on Star Trek.
You did.
Yeah.
That is correct,
you're also
right.
Gay.
I'm a gay man, yes.
Yeah. Asian.
Yes.
Asian, yes, yes.
Okay.
Can you give us a little bit of the song that you did?
I just want to ask all of you what your problem is. I sort of like the song myself.
I mean, I thought your part was good.
Well, you see, you guys don't know what it's like in the club.
Is that where you go, or?
Yeah, I hang out in the club.
Uh-huh.
And you can see I have on my cherry chapstick.
Oh, good.
I actually can't see that.
Kisses.
Yeah, I'm looking for the kisses with the cherry chapstick.
Okay, good.
Greetings. Yeah, I don't know about that song. That sounds kind of...
Yeah, I like the beat, but her voice is...
That's a thing, right? They get the really good producers and everything?
Yeah.
But then the songs don't necessarily sound that great.
Not so much.
Mike. Let's see.
Oh, goodness.
What's this deal in Mexico? What is this? What's going on in Mexico, Sky?
What? Are you talking about the hurricane?
It says, Mexico, please for help. Are too late. What is that?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, what is that?
I must have written it really weird. Yeah, this half-ton man in Mexico was, like, pleading for help, I
guess.
What
is a ton? Does anybody know?
2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds. So he was almost 1,000 pounds.
You're smart.
Yeah, he was almost 1,000 pounds.
Really?
990 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, and he went on.
It can be that big.
Oh,
how
yeah,
tall?
Dude.
Does it say how tall?
Watch the TLC channel.
Really?
He was 500 feet tall, Mike.
He was 500 feet
yes.
tall. So he was actually really thin. He was emaciated.
He was
thin.
Pretty thin.
Yeah.
So hungry.
He was 500 feet tall, so he was real thin.
It doesn't say how tall he was. But yeah, I guess, you know, he wasn't feeling well and really needed help, and he couldn't get help.
I would imagine so.
And went on Mexican television asking for help, but by the time emergency officials got there, because they had to knock down a wall to his house to get him out, and then get him on the back of a pickup and drive him to the hospital.
That's a real story.
Yeah, by the time he got to the hospital, he had died of heart failure.
No way.
990 pounds.
I wonder how that happened and how it got to that point.
Well, they say he had always been obese his whole life, but then he fell into a deep depression about a year ago after his parents had both died within like a couple weeks of each other.
Yeah.
And he went this deep depression and just, I guess, ate through his depression. And then next thing you know, he's almost 1,000 pounds.
Mm.
Yeah, really
I can't
sad.
Stop eating.
All right, so
and there.
Tim Burton is doing an Alice in Wonderland movie.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah, dude, he's nuts.
I'm not into it.
Really?
Oh, what?
Don't get it.
You don't need to get it. It just
you either speak Tim Burton or you don't speak Tim Burton.
What do you like about Tim Burton?
Yeah.
It's just weird and dark. And.
But isn't it always...
It's inviting.
It's inviting?
Oh, yeah.
Edward Scissorhands, like,
over.
Yummy.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Sweeney Todd.
I haven't seen that.
What have you seen of Tim Burton?
What do you
I've, I've actually
what
only seen
got?
The trailers.
The
I've
Departed?
Only seen the previews.
Right?
Never
he did that?
No, yeah. He didn't do The Departed.
War and Remembrance.
Good Will Hunting.
My favorite.
No, wasn't it?
Good Will Hunting. Nothing
I just watched
Tim Burton.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
He was really
you know
scary.
That wasn't
Oh, my gosh. Burton. You're the worst. Oh, yeah, he's doing Alice in Wonderland.
Cujo, right?
You need to do Cujo.
His request.
So it had already been announced that Johnny Depp, of course, has been cast as the Mad Hatter.
Times.
Yeah, every
Look,
movie.
It's a magical formula.
That's going to be awesome.
It'll be really neat for them to work
formula.
Together, finally. I'm sure they,
they've
wanted to work together all these years.
He announced two
they
new...
They make magic. What do
no,
you
they don't.
He
they
announced do, two new actors.
I'm surprised that Johnny Depp will do that. Like that he won't go...
And he'll be in a great film?
I'm just going to do the same movie over and over again with Tim Burton.
Play the same character. Put on white face makeup, dye my hair real dark.
Put on, like, eyeliner.
Yeah, and I'm good.
And act creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you guys hold the fort while I tinkle?
So, okay.
Tinkle town.
Tinkle.
So, yeah, so talking about the Tim Burton formula, Sean, who else is part of this formula? Because he announced two new actors for the movie. Who else is part of the Tim Burton formula?
Wait a minute. Zethian Oates, will you let Bowen? Bo's here.
Yeah.
Cool. Bo's here. Okay.
Bo Bice?
I don't know. I don't know her name, but she played his female counterpart in Sweeney Todd.
Yes. Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Yes, his wife.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes, Tim Burton's wife has been announced playing the role of the Red Queen.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and then as the White Queen.
Who cares?
Anne Hathaway has been
Oh,
cast,
that's great.
She's
a
good.
Which is bad kind of a strange.
Person.
She's
Anne
a bad.
Hathaway.
Why
she plays a great. Bad person.
Do you know who Anne Hathaway is?
Maybe I don't.
From Devil Wears Prada, Princess Diaries.
What?
Goody, goody.
What?
Yeah, she plays like a goody-goody little girl.
I gotta look this stuff up. I don't know.
So you love Tim Burton, but you've never seen one of his movies, and you're out on Anne Hathaway, but you don't know
who Sixth Sense.
I'm so over you right now.
I'm not.
You're in on that.
Yeah, okay. That's good logic.
Okay, that is, well, fascinating.
What's your next story?
My next story, well, there was the Jimmy Kimmel, Sarah Silverman. They broke up after being together for 5 years.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they broke up after being together. Like, this was probably a month ago that it was announced that they broke up.
I thought they were married and had kids.
No, no kids.